404-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forged a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Get Lord.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Listen up. Want you to keep that dial locked to KYT KQJO. Amen. The man of God is going to be coming to you with the word of God. And you know what? I thank and praise God for Pastor Arthur LaValle, who shares a very prominent right now word with you every Saturday at 12 o'clock. And you know what I like about him? He's helping God's people to understand, amen, the power that God has intended for you to possess right from the start. Yeah, that's right. And I love that about him because, yes, Satan has tricked us and cheated us out of that inheritance, but Christ Jesus came to restore back unto us what the cankerworm and the locusts have eaten up. And I tell you what, I even enjoy a lot of that teaching myself, amen, and began to apply a lot of that to my life as well, because again, iron sharpens iron. And I just thank and praise God for my brother. I thank and praise God for him and everything that he's doing. And I tell you what, he's here and he's going to be sharing the word with you. So y'all sit back. And what I'd like you to do is get your notepads out, get your pencils, get your pens out, get everything out, amen, so that you can be able to take notes with the man of God is getting ready to share with you, amen, so that, that you can go back and you can meditate on those things, line upon line, precept upon precept. So, amen, he is in the house. He's getting ready. Praise be to God. We're just going to give him a few seconds there to just kind of unwind a little bit, because I know y'all are sitting back patiently waiting, saying, Bishop Townsend, shut on up and let Pastor Arthur come on. We're ready to hear him. Well, he's here. Amen. He is here live in the house. Praise be to God. And so he's going to be coming with a relevant word. Again, get your Bibles out so you can follow him with the word of God. And however the Lord leads him, he's like myself. Amen. He don't have nothing scripted. He let the Holy Ghost give it to him. And I love that. Amen. He's my brother in the Lord, and I love him dearly. Amen. And you know what? That's what God is doing. He's bringing real brothers and sisters back into fruition with each other so that we can conquer the enemy. Amen. He's given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. So, Pastor, you think you're about ready now?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise, amen. Praise God. All
thank
right.
God for you, brother.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you too, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. What an honor and what a privilege and what a joy it is for us to be able to work together. You know, how good it is for brothers to be able to dwell together in unity and in love and in walking in the things of God. Number five, walking in the things of God together. You know, brothers in the Lord. Well, that's an awesome thing. You know, the Bible says this, how the world gonna know that we have passed from death unto life? By the love that we have one for another. Well, you know what the world waiting on is to really see? They waiting to see the love of God. And that love of God is has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And boy, when the world see the love that we have one for another, the family God, we as brothers and sisters, when they see the love that we have for one another, oh Lord, I guess I'll just stay there for a minute. Boy, when the world, who is the world? That's all the people out there. That's all our, that's out there. That's the world. That's this arrangement, this pattern of operation, and everybody that's in it, this world system. And all those who don't know God, boy, you know what they're waiting to see? They're waiting to see the love of God. I don't know about waiting. They're waiting to see, but here's a better word. They need to see. In order for them to be transformed, they need the same thing you and I needed and you and I received. We needed the love of God. And God showed his love for us and opened our eyes and saved us and did all that even while we were yet in our sins before we came into perfection. He cleaned us up and just came and worked on the inside of us. And boy, he just showered us with his love. That's the royal law in the kingdom of God. Everything that God has done for us is all motivated by his love. His love for us. Boy, that's the greatest thing that we have. That's the greatest thing that we have from our Father, is his love. For he loved us. And not only do he love us, he know his children, but he love all those out in the world too. That's his children too. The only reason why they hadn't came to him yet because they hadn't really seen and experienced the love of God. And I'm going to say this again, Lord. This is how the world going to know that we our sons and daughters of the Most High God and has passed from death unto life. Watch this. By the love that we have one for another. Jesus said this here. He said, here are the commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And love your neighbor the same way. Say for us to love our God, you know, that calls love one another. But a neighbor is not just the person that's next door to you, but anybody that's nearby. Where that word comes from, neighbor, nearby. Anybody that you come in contact with. Well, again, I'm going to say it one more time. When the world see the love that we, the children of God, have one for another, the love that we have one for another. But when we begin to love one another, begin to build one another up, begin to strengthen one another, begin to look past one another's faults and mistakes, man, and just edify one another. Just strengthen one another. Prophesy if you have to, man. Speak it, and even if it ain't that way, man, call those things that be not as though they were. Because that's how they really are. God love us, and boy, he command us to love one another. That's a commandment. I tell you, that's the law in the kingdom. That's the royal law in the kingdom. Everything that God does for his family and for his children that he's doing, man, and everything and for us and through us, and is all motivated by his love. His love for his children. And boy, he want to use us, his children. He's going to use us for what, Arthur? We'll go into that road that's wide and lead to destruction. That's his children, too. That's our brothers and sisters, too. So he want us to looking for somebody, boy. He can go on that road, man, and share the love of God with them. This is how he say he drawn us. He say, with love and kindness have I drawn you. Hello. I'll say it again. He say, with love and kindness have I drawn you. Mm. How are we going to draw them? Same way. We grew up with love and kindness. Boy, when we begin again to show that love and kindness, man, one to another. In another way, Jesus said it this way. Go ahead, Holy Ghost. He said, I pray that you might be, that y'all might be one. Talking about us, his children, his family. All of us. He said, I pray that y'all might be one. How? Just like me and my Father one, I pray that y'all might be one among each other. So that when y'all become one among each other, then me and my Father who are one, then we can dwell in y'all, and y'all can dwell in us, and we all be one. One love. Unconditional. Boy, that's the love of God. That's the love of God for, boy, I'm talking about not just, you know, the Christians, but for humanity. I'm going to throw a nugget out here right quick and say something. You know, I don't know if that's how the Holy Ghost is leading, but, you know. That's the whole purpose for Christians. That was the whole purpose for the Israelites, the Jews, the chosen one, as we say in the Bible, in the Old Testament. Their whole purpose, man, was to become a kingdom of priests. What do you mean, a kingdom of priests? They're supposed to represent, man, God to the world. That was their whole purpose was, you know, to man, to receive, man, God into their life, man, and then, man, to show the world, man, God. Not careful, they got beside themselves, and instead of, man, evangelizing the world and showing the world the love of God that he has for all mankind, man, they got caught up in their own personal relationships with the Lord, and really never was no earthly good. As far as kingdom building, perhaps all right in establishing it, but as far as kingdom building, no. Instead of, man, you know, seeing all those other people as children of the Most High God too, man, they saw them as unfit. They saw them, man, as, I don't even know what word to use. As dogs. As Gentiles. As unclean. As lost. When God's whole purpose for showing them him was so that they could show the rest of the world him too. He wants the whole earth to be filled with his glory. He's not willing that none should perish. He just wants people, man, that's wide and on that road to destruction, man. He just wants them to come home too, just like we did. How you gonna get them to come home, Arthur? The fields are ripe for harvest. It's the laborers that are few. I'm gonna say it again. Boy, the fields are ripe for harvest. But the laborers are few. I pray that the Lord of the harvest begin to raise up laborers in our generation, our days. That can go into the highways and byways, man, and compel the lost and dying to come on in. Come on in. Come on in to all the blessing and everything that God has in store for them, you know. Come on in to, man, their inheritance and the footing. Come on in to their relationship with God. How they going to know unless somebody tell them? How somebody going to tell them unless they be sent? How they going to be sent unless God send it. same purpose for Israel, same purpose he gave to the church too.